The latest figures from the Department of Environmental Protection indicate that there are upwards of 400 horizontal well pads in West Virginia. That sounds pretty straightforward, but what does that mean? How many more will there be?
If you travel through northern West Virginia these days, especially along any of the rural roads, it won't take long to stumble upon one of the 5-acre, leveled-off, lit-up horizontal drill pads. Depending on which stage the operation is in, you might see giant tanks, diesel generators, any number of large, white, heavy-duty pickup trucks. I don't know why they're always white, but there seems to be an industry rule there. You might also see a towering structure. That's a drilling rig. It's temporary. They move from pad to actually drill these impressively deep horizontal wells. Each pad might have anywhere from one to many wells drilled into it.
John Kearney is an environmental resource analyst in the DEP's Office of Oil and Gas. He says over 1,300 of these wells reported production in 2013. As of last week, applications for 209 more are pending. It will take each application between 60 and 90 days to be approved.
Kearney says the number of applications the DEP receives each month has been fairly steady and consistent over the last several years.
Our dashboard, one of our features on the website, does plot that. I just pulled up 2014. So this year has varied between 35 and 72 applications received per month.
Kearney is referring to information on the DEP's website. Under the Office of Oil and Gas, there are options to explore applications and permits. And in the description of each permit, there's a link to that well's location on an interactive map.
It's a public accessible map that shows locations of the wells in West Virginia across the state. It's been in existence in one form or the other for at least 10 or 15 years.
But it's gotten a lot more interesting in recent years. You can see not only where each projected and finished well is, but also who drilled it, when, what rock formation the well is drilling into, how much oil and gas is being produced, and the direction and lengths of the underground bores.
If there's no production data with it, that means that they haven't reported production on it yet. And that could be because it's not completed yet or that it's been recently completed.
Kearney explains that regulations require companies to report how much gas they produce once a year. That data is then linked to the map.
What the map doesn't show you are things like when a well is going into production. Nor can you see all of the ancillary facilities associated with the horizontal wells. Right now, those would include 166 so-called midstream compressor stations and 17 natural gas processing plants, sometimes called extraction facilities.
DEP officials explain there's a long list of processing oils and gases go through, and many companies who manage the product from when it comes out of the ground to when it arrives to consumers, whether those consumers be residents, a cracker plant, or a power station, in this country or abroad.
Looking forward, it's hard to say how many more horizontal wells West Virginia will see. Just for some perspective, though, Pennsylvania, which has seen a lot more natural gas development, is home to more than 7,000 active horizontal wells compared to West Virginia's 1,300. Greene County, just over the state lines, has more than 700.
Current projections forecast another 50 years of natural gas drilling, and plans have just been announced to add another major gas transmission line running from this area south through the Carolinas. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.